Blackstone Audio presents What I Was by Meg Rozoff. Dedication to my parents, Lois Friedman and Chester Rozoff, with love. I am a century old, an impossible age, and my brain has no anchor in the present. Instead it drifts, nearly always to the same shore. Today, as most days, it is 1962. The year I discovered love. I am 16 years old. Chapter 1. Rule number 1. Trust no one. By the time we reached St. Oswald's, fog had completely smothered the coast. Even this far inland, the mist was impenetrable. Our white headlights merely illuminated the fact that we couldn't see. Hunched over the wheel, Father edged the car forward a few feet at a time. We might have driven off England and into the sea if not for a boy waving a torch in bored zigzags by the school entrance. Father came to a halt in front of the main hall, set the brake, pulled my bag out of the boot, and turned to me in what he probably imagined was a soldierly manner.
"Well," he said, "this is it."
"This is what?" I stared at the gloomy Victorian building, and imagined those same words used by fathers sending their sons off into hopeless battle, up treacherous mountains, across the Russian steppes. They seemed particularly inappropriate here. All I could see was a depressed institution of secondary education suitably shrouded in fog. But I said nothing, having learned a thing or two in 16 years of carefully judged mediocrity, including the value of silence. It was my father's idea that I attend St. Oswald's, whose long history and low standards fitted his requirements.